Yeah.
Mr. Schultz, returning your call. You are.
Hello, George.
Yes, sir.
Hope you noticed the headline in the Star.
Yeah, that bounced right.
We finally got one good headline. I don't know what the Post and the Times do it. They'll probably knock it down, but it's just good to have one good one right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the 28 and a half is a pretty good figure, isn't it?
Well, a word that I used, Ron asked me to come in and brief on it, was solid. It was a good solid gain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
The to make it really strong, I think you need to combine it with the March retail sales that we talked about the other day.
Right. I'm going to hit that with the editors tomorrow night.
Because the actually, when you break that GNP down, the auto increase accounts for a very heavy proportion of the real increase.
And so they'll say that's because of the strike.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the answer to that is that retail sales, as we came toward the last month of the quarter, were strong, and that retail sales figure goes across the board. It isn't just autos.
Mm-hmm.
So while autos are strong, and you'd expect them to be in this, that's fine.
Good.
It's broader than that, so we tried to bring that out. And of course, the stock thing went up again today.
9:30
way above the date of your inaugural.
Yeah.
Or not way above, but...
Which is
8 or 9 points above anyway.
Yeah, it's up. The main thing, it's above.
Well,
we ride the good news when we got it.
Sure.
Right.
Well, I'm a believer in that, and the
sure.
And to put it out in a way that we don't try to overstate it. And
no.
But I think, at least I have the impression Ron felt that we gave it a good strong.
Oh yes, he felt very good about it. Very good. Very good.
I'm a little reluctant, as I told Ron, to do that because of McCracken's sensitivity, particularly right now. But
that's all right. I
reassured, I guess.
I reassured McCracken. And now and then, we've got to put a new voice in, you know. Everybody's got to play this game. And he would not have played it as strongly as you did, and we've got to play it strong.
I'm over here working on this talk I have to give next week.
Oh, yeah.
And the theme that I'm using is the old Navy command, steady as you go.
Good, good,
and,
good.
That's going to be the mm-hmm. way I'm building that up. I hope you'll, I can try out a little bit of it on you.
Sure,
you bet you'll not. Sure that you're in accord with it.
Well, I think that's exactly the right theme, that we're not going to be panicked. We weren't panicked earlier, and we're not going to be panicked now to go for tax reduction or this, that, or the thing. We're just going to stay right where we are, and we're not going to worry about whether it's $2 billion below what we'd hoped, or $1.5 billion, or anything. That we're just saying that we can't fix these numbers exactly.
Sure.
And the retail sales thing, I think, is terribly important.
Yes. Well, one of the reporters asked me the question. They said, "Well, how does the president interpret the consumer attitudes and their reluctance to spend?" And I said, well, the president focuses and has been very much impressed with the actual performance of the consumers in March.
Yeah.
And the strong retail sales figure.
And also, you've got to say that the consumers also are reflected in the stock market, aren't they?
And in the stock market.
That's consumers.
Sure. Yeah. Although I think really the stock market kind of reacts the other way. When it's going well, people tend to go ahead and spend the money like they've got it.
Yeah, I see your point. Okay, well, it got a good bounce anyway.
Yes, sir. Okay. Will you have some time tomorrow, or are you going to be preoccupied? And
I'll be pretty, but Saturday I'll have some time.
All right.
Saturday would be a better time.
Saturday, I'd just like about 10 minutes.
Oh,
we check out this fellow Ken Dam with you and
sure
about him.
Well, let's talk about it Saturday morning.
All right.
Good. I have plenty of time then.
Yeah. Okay.